ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting mobs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
My man, Scott Cuddy. Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Of course, now in our 26th year. And today, I bring some MMA news, bring you some boxing news. Of course, we'll touch on the sport of professional wrestling just for a little bit today. But bottom line is, from 11 a.m. Pacific time to noon Pacific time each Saturday morning, we rock it right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, of course, live on UVision. UVision is a television channel on Facebook.com. So you can go to Facebook.com/RingTalk and hit the Ustream button over on the left-hand side and catch the show on a live broadcast as I speak. Of course, tonight in New York City, my man, Nonito Donaire, probably the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Oh, yeah, people say, Pedro, what about Pac-Man? Nah, Pac-Man's not the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Manny Pacquiao is probably the most popular fighter in the world, but that doesn't make him the best fighter pound for pound in the world. As far as Floyd Mayweather is concerned, I've got some issues with Floyd as well. Of course, Floyd and Victor Ortiz, they were talking about $1.3 million, $1.5 million homes sold on pay-per-view. It looks like they sold closer to 800,000, which is still not a bad number. But the bottom line is, had Donaire got some of that exposure on one of those Manny Pacquiao undercards, he'd be the king of pay-per-view himself instead of having to go tonight on HBO against Omar Navarez. Of course, that is the main event from the WAMU Center. That is the former theater there at Madison Square Garden in New York City. We do have open phone lines coast to coast because I'll be talking some smack for the next 10 minutes. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Our guest this morning will include Matt Grizzle on MMA, and I'll bring in the other Mayweather, Jeff Mayweather. He'll talk boxing here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
About your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times, next to me.
No denying that. Never lost a street fight. Had better than 50 of those. Had 52 ring fights, lost a few of those. But the bottom line is undefeated on the street. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. And who am I? Who is this cocky dude sitting here talking behind this microphone? Well, the man sitting in front of me is Pedro Fernandez, a four-time Golden Glove champion, seven-time amateur title holder. And, of course, I've been doing this now for 26-plus years, so that makes me the undisputed, undefeated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. As I said earlier, often imitated, and you know there's a lot of radio shows out there trying to pick up my play, but never duplicated. Anyway, bottom line is we've got a big fight here tonight, of course, on HBO. They'll be showing Nonito Donaire, probably the best fighter in the world, I think, best fighter out of the Philippines without question, 26-1, 18 KOs, of course, is he's a reigning 118-pound, that's bantamweight champion of the world of both the WBO, the World Boxing Organization, and the World Boxing Council. And if you remember his last fight, he took one punch, one left hook, and there's a picture of it on my website right now at ringtalk.com. It's the leading story, where he just knocked out Fernando Montiel with one punch, one left hook. Of course, he knocked out Victor Arcinian with one hook. I mean, the bottom line is the guy can punch, he can box, he can fight, he can take a shot. He has decent footwork. He's got all the tools to be the best fighter pound for pound in the world. And had he not been from the Philippines, had he been from any other country in the world, had he been in the U.S., New Mexico, or something like that, I go, he would be considered the best fighter pound for pound in the world. But this Manny Pacquiao hype that keeps emanating from all ports in the world of boxing, Ring Magazine, of course, Oscar De La Hoya's people love him. Top Rank loves him because they promote him. But De La Hoya, I think, gets a piece of all of his purses. I'm not sure, but I was told he was getting 10% because they had signed him to a deal a couple of years ago, and they sort of went behind Bob Arum's back. And I think the eventual outcome was that Golden Boy Promotions, run by Oscar De La Hoya and Richard Schaefer, was going to get a 10% cut of all of Manny Pacquiao's purses. So anyway, he's going up against Omar Navarez. Navarez comes in at 35-0, two draws and 19 KOs. Now, you would think with an impressive record like that, I mean, the guy's never been beaten. He's won championships with 112 and 115 pounds, that I'd have him at a little bit less than a 3.5-1 underdog. Well, I thought I was being generous at 3.5-1 when I set the odds yesterday at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. And the reason why I've only got it at 3.5-1 is that, you know, you're going against an undefeated fighter. Yes, I think he's an inferior fighter. I think all fighters that take on Nonito Donaire at this time in his career are inferior to him. I think he's the best fighter, as I said, going. But the bottom line is Omar's never lost, and he's held a couple of championships. He's got 35 fights. I mean, those are some impressive credentials to bring into the ring with him tonight in HBO, of course, doing this fight from the They used to call it the theater at Madison Square Garden. Now they call it the WAMU Theater. I guess they got a sponsor for it, but it used to be called just the theater at Madison Square Garden. It was the little arena off to the side of it. But the bottom line is tonight, of course, Donaire, the Filipino Flash, young man, as I said, who's got grace, talent, skill, can punch, he can do it all. He's got it all together. He's a good interview, too. He does good promos. I mean, man, if he was a professional wrestling, he'd be ideal. I mean, he does great, great promos, and promos are important. Manny Pacquiao couldn't do a promo to save his life, okay? he's trying with the English, and he's doing this and he's doing that. But when it comes to doing promos, you know, you still got that broken English. He still sounds like a guy from the islands that really hasn't mastered the English language yet. But Nonito Donaire, on the other hand, pretty sharp kid. Got a sharp wife, too, and Rachel Donaire. A lot of people hate her. They despise her. I mean, she's like the Imelda Marcos of boxing when it comes to things. Of course, Imelda Marcos being the former president, the wife of the president, Ferdinand Marcos. And when, of course, he went down, he was taken out, and he eventually died in time. But the bottom line is she had like over 5,000 pairs of shoes in her house, 5,000 pairs of shoes. I guess we can call her the shoe lady. But now they tell me all those shoes are part of some type of museum. In other words, she fleeced the Filipino government and bought all these shoes on the house, right? And now, of course, she's got them going on as far as the museum's concerned. So Fernando Marcos, his wife, Imelda Marcos, and Rachel Donaire sort of have a lot in common, is that they're taking heat. And the reason why Rachel takes heat is that Rachel doesn't take much smack from anybody, and she was the so-called manager for Nonito for a while, and she just doesn't take the smack that you would normally expect some passive Filipino woman to take. She's not a passive woman. She's assertive. She's not assertive. She's aggressive. She's tough. She knows how to deliver. She can talk the talk. She can walk the walk. The bottom line is tonight, her husband, in not too deep, even though he's taking on an undefeated guy, 35-0-2, 19 KOs, Omar Navarez. And I would think that, you know, I always like to think that anytime Nonito's involved in a fight, that there's a hell of a chance he's going to knock his man out, be it with one punch or combinations. But seeing the way he starts, Victor Chinian a few years ago in 2007, 7-7, 2007, July 7th, 2007, all these sevens going across the board. The way he starched the Raging Bull with one punch, the way he starched Montiel with one punch. I mean, these guys are at the upper echelon of boxing, and he knocked them both out with just one shot. One shot. And guys at 118 pounds, 112 pounds, 115 pounds, they usually don't knock people out like that because they're wearing gloves that are far too big for their size. I mean, Nonito's going to step in the ring tonight with 8-ounce gloves on, okay? Vitaly Klitschko, who weighs 240 pounds, will step into the ring next time he fights with 10-ounce gloves on. Now, do you really think that 2 ounces is really a substantial difference between these two guys fighting, one at 240, one at 118? Come on. You know the gloving system of boxing is inferior. They should have little gloves, small gloves, 6 and 4-ounce gloves for these guys that are that light, 105, 108, 112. 118, 122, maybe up to 126 pounds. It should be nothing but 6-ounce gloves. I remember the great Alexis Arguello, God rest his soul. Of course, he was pronounced dead from a suicide, an apparent suicide a couple of years ago in his Managua, Nicaragua, where he was the mayor of the capital city of his country. But he told me the 6-ounce gloves were the way to go in the lighter weights because, you know, the damage was done. Boom, it's over. You get hurt once and it's over. It's not like with these 8-ounce and 10-ounce gloves where it's repetitive beatings. Boom, 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 boom. Punch after punch after punch after punch. This is how you get repetitive concussion syndrome. This is why people like Bret Hart had to get out of wrestling. This is why boxers refuse to even acknowledge this. This is what sort of cracks me up about this, is that this repetitive concussion syndrome, you saw it in Chris Benoit. Of course, he murdered his family and then killed himself a couple of years ago. And he was a WWE wrestler, and Bret Hart, of course, had the concussion, but Troy Aikman, a stroke, and then he retired. But Troy Aikman of the Dallas Cowboys, the 49ers, Steve Young, all these guys suffered from repetitive concussion syndromes. And they finally said, you know what, we've had enough. We're not doing it anymore. It's just not worth the risk. But for a fighter, for a boxer, you just don't see it. You won't hear anybody talking about repetitive concussion syndromes. In fact, if you bring it up in a boxing gym, people look at you like you're talking Chinese. They have no idea what's he talking about? But yet the world of MMA, even though they fight with smaller gloves, 4-ounce gloves, they've got 265-pound guys hitting guys that are already prone, laid out on the floor with nowhere for their head to go but into the canvas, okay? They're hitting each other with 4-ounce gloves, and they're weighing 265 pounds. So the rationale behind this glove thing, and the Nevada State Athletic Commission seems to be running this whole deal because They moved the gloves up to like 10-ounce gloves, I believe, for anybody above 135 pounds, which is ridiculous. And they did it because Lavander Johnson died a few years ago in Las Vegas, but Lavander was damaged goods going in. They probably shouldn't have even licensed Lavander. Shouldn't have been in a title fight for the International Boxing Federation title. Okay, just wasn't worthy of that stature in boxing. But yet, they put him in, and they wonder why he got hurt. I mean, no surprise there. Overmatched, and of course, you know, he just took too many lickings on the way up. When you take these lickings, and I tried to explain it to somebody, it's sort of like going into opening up a donut shop or a 7-Eleven in the morning. You have a certain amount of cash in the drawer. And then as more cash comes in, you keep putting more cash in the drawer, in the cash register drawer. And eventually, you've got too much cash in there, and the screen won't, and the drawer won't close. And when the drawer won't close, it's sort of like boxing. I mean, Sean O'Grady took a great shot until he ran into Andy Gannigan. And then it was all he had a glass jaw from that point forward. Certain guys can take punches up to a certain point. From that point forward, they just can't do it anymore. Okay, it just doesn't happen. Ali, look at him now. I'm not criticizing Muhammad Ali or knocking him or mocking him or making fun of the situation he has, his Parkinson's syndrome or whatever it was. But if you're naive enough to think that that's just all hereditary and it wasn't brought on by the sport of boxing, then, you know, then I've got some property to sell you in Alaska, you know, some ski resorts. Bottom line is, boxing's a rough sport. Repetitive concussion syndrome's a rough, rough deal to deal with. And unfortunately, tonight, Omar Nevarez just might find out what that one-punch concussion syndrome's all about. As Nonito Donaire, the 3-1 favorite, looks to take him out at the WAMU Center in New York City's Madison Square Garden. You are tuned to Ring Talk, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're broadcasting live as I speak on Facebook.com/Ring Talk. The Ustream button on the left, just hit the button. You can watch the show. We'll talk with Jeff Mayweather today about boxing. But next up, we'll talk MMA with the former MMA fighter himself. I'm talking about Matt All Meat Grizzle right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I get really frustrated with my computer. Now, what do you do when you get frustrated by your computer? Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks here for My Computer Works. Now, whether you have a simple question or it's a major computer crisis, My Computer Works can help. Now, when you have a problem with your computer, you simply pick up the phone, call their friendly technicians, and they connect directly to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's immediate, it's safe, it's secure, and it doesn't require anyone coming into your home. There's no problem or question too small. My Computer Works is your personal computer help desk. And only $24.95 a month. You can call them when you need them.
Call My Computer Works right now at 1-800-574-3017. That's 1-800-574-3017. Again, it's toll-free at 1-800-574-3017.
Hey, My Computer Works. Does yours?
And again, BJ is out grappling him as well as out striking him.
He's just pouring blood now, Joe.
I mean, he's really toying with him, yeah. And now he's turning it on.
Yeah. Diego's a mess. Up. And Herb Dean's going to check the cut.
Wow.
Baby J!
Wow. That is a gigantic cut over his eye. That's it.
It is all over!
That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is the greatest lightweight in the history of the sport.
Baby J!
The mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. They'll be playing in Washington. You can check out the Tower of Power website, towerofpower.com. The tour dates are down on the bottom left-hand side of the front page. But, of course, the 15th, they were in Shanghai, China, making their debut in Shanghai, China, the People's Republic of China. So very proud of the Tower of Power, having gone around the world now many, many times. But they hit Australia about a week and a half ago, the 15th. And, then of course, the... doing the closing date in Shanghai, China was quite impressive. The Chinese had never seen the Godfathers from Oakland, California, the Godfathers of Funk, but guess what? They know what Tower of Power is all about now. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, and in that MMA lead-in, we heard them talking about the great BJ Penn when he was a lightweight. Now he's fighting at welterweight. He's had one successful run at the welterweight champion, Georges St-Pierre. That's 170 pounds. Lightweight in the MMA is 155 of the UFC. And now he's going to take on Nick Diaz in the main event. Seeing Georges St-Pierre has fallen out of a fight with John Condit, I believe, because of an injury. And so just to make sure I've got all this right, we'll bring in my expert himself. We'll talk about Mr. Matt Grizzle. What's up, big time, Matt?
Oh, not much. Just catching a little football this afternoon.
Do your football. College football or pro football?
College. Got to go college all the way.
Yeah, college football I can never get into unless it was like O.J. Simpson where I knew this exact number and I knew what he was doing and that kind of stuff. But that shows you how far back I go, 1968, and him in the Rose Bowl. B.J. Penn going to take on Nick Diaz. Now, Nick Diaz has some emotional issues, and we've gone over that in the past. He didn't show up to two press conferences for he and Georges St-Pierre, and Dana White, the president of the UFC, sort of punished him and put him in a fight where a lot of people think he can't win, that he can't beat BJ Penn, even though he's a much bigger guy at 170 than BJ was at 155. Talk to me about that. BJ Penn and Nick Diaz. How do you see that fight going down?
Well, you know, Nick Diaz has come a long, long way since his last fight in the UFC. He hasn't fought in the UFC since the end of 06 or somewhere in 07, if I remember correctly. And, you know, he's really evolved. We've seen him evolve and doing his thing over with the Elite FC and Strikeforce, of course, becoming their champion. But, no, I mean, you know, he's a lot better fighter than he was back when he fought for the UFC, and he was a great fighter when he was with the UFC anyway. So, you know, to be honest with you, with St-Pierre and the Carlos Condit fight not happening, to me it really doesn't take much away from the entertainment value of the card. It takes a big name away with George St-Pierre, but still think it's one of the better cards this year, and the BJ Penn and Nick Diaz fight will be, I expect it to be a great fight. Both guys come to fight, and neither one of them likes to back down. So Nick Diaz has a shot. I definitely favor BJ, though.
Okay, speaking of MMA numbers, believe it or not, the recent UFC pay-per-views, the numbers have been down a little bit because they think that the lighter divisions with Jose Aldo and people like that, I think Gray, did he fight Gray Maynard?
No, Gray Maynard just fought for the third time with Frankie Edgar.
Frankie Edgar, I'm sorry. All right, yeah. But Jose Aldo, Frankie Edgar, these guys, Gray Maynard, They don't seem to be able to capture big numbers as far as pay-per-view is concerned. The only exception to the rule seems to be the California kid, Uriah Faber. How come?
You know, it kind of the thing, too, with, you know, heavyweight boxing has always been the big spotlight. Guys like to see the bigger guys bang it out. But, you know, these smaller guys put on a lot of great shows. And I will admit that, you know, when Jose Aldo did fight King Florian, defended his title a couple weeks ago, it wasn't a great fight. It was Aldo didn't press it. He surely seemed like he could have put a hurt on Florian if he wanted to, but the last two fights, he's really shown a lot of lack of motivation to push the fight. And, you know, when you have these smaller guys like that, you just can't afford it because people already kind of have a stigma that, you know, oh, they're not going to knock you out or they're not going to do this or that like the bigger guys will. But, you know...
Hasn't Nonito Donaire sort of proved that not to be true?
Absolutely. I mean, just like you were saying, I mean, goodness, the guy, as little as he is with those gloves, really for the size, big gloves, and he's knocking guys out with one shot. I mean, they may have let that fight with Montiel go on a few seconds longer, but he was out. He was completely out. No need to knock him out with that one shot. Yes. And same with the Darchinian. The guy has insane power, and you can't judge a book by its cover.
Okay, so before I let this go here, who wins, Nick Diaz or Georges or who wins? Is it going to be Nick Diaz or BJ Penn?
I see BJ Penn probably stopping him on cuts, probably around the end of the second round.
Would it be fair to say that Nick Diaz is the Arturo Gatti of MMA?
He's kind of got that appeal to him. He certainly has the blood factor. He cuts easy, he bleeds easy, and he keeps coming. But that's something that Nick needs to really watch himself because, like I said, he has been stopped on cuts before, and I think he'd rather take the punch and show the guy he can take your punch and talk trash than to try to get out of the way. And that just doesn't pay off in the long run, and he's got a lot of scar tissue. And I think BJ knows how to bust those up, and he's an educated fighter and probably will.
Okay. The UFC is going to go back to 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 10 p.m. Eastern time in order to for their pay-per-view events beginning, I believe, in late November, early December. Now, this is sort of designed around a plan with Fox Sports next year for Fox to run a show 1 hour before the UFC pay-per-view. In other words, is the UFC striking gold here? If they've got a show on Fox and it kicks butt for an hour, aren't people going to be more inclined to go buy the pay-per-view after just watching an hour of absolute incredibility?
Yeah, I think it's going to that 1 hour is going to be the one that's going to put the people who are on the fence either over or not. If they put on a banging show, then yeah, those people on the fence are going to buy. But it goes both ways. If it's a stinker, then you know you're going to have a lot of people not buy.
That's true. Now, we'll change subjects just for a second. There's a new DVD coming out, and I've already seen it. It's between Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart, of course, the 1997 Survivor Series in Montreal, Canada, where Earl Hebner and Vince McMahon pulled the fast count on Bret Hart because Bret Hart had not agreed to give up the title, even though he was going to give it up in his next fight or his next match with Shawn Michaels. Didn't want to give it up that night, and they decided they were going to screw him and do so. And, of course, Vince McMahon not only got spit on at ringside, but he got knocked out cold, and he broke his ankle in the back when Bret Hart one-punched him. Have you seen any part of this DVD yet? I watched the entire interview. It was the most compelling wrestling DVD I've ever watched in my life.
I haven't, but I definitely look forward to it. I still remember when all that happened with the Montreal screw job, and, Bret Hart didn't want to lose it in – I don't know if Montreal was his hometown, but he didn't want to lose it in Canada. I know that. And Vince – said okay to him, but went behind his back, and of course they screwed him. And yeah, I never forget that. There was definitely no kayfabe after that. That was all real.
Okay, real quick, the most discussed wrestling match in North American history.
In history?
Yeah, I think so. I can't think of a match that people talk about more than that one.
At least not with the younger generation, I definitely agree with that. But, you know, you got to go all the way back to that 80,000 stadium seating with the, you know, Hulk Hogan body slamming Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant doing a job that night for Hulk Hogan. Anyway, speaking of doing a job, you do a great job, man. I hope you're well and hope life is treating you good.
Hey, you too, Pedro. Thanks a lot.
Matt, all meet Grizzle on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We are live right now on UVerse, which is a TV channel on Facebook. You go to facebook.com/ringtalk, go over, hit the Ustream button, you can watch us live as we speak. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcasting and the American Forces Network.
Serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
There you are, in a swanky bar. Your shirt is ironed perfectly, and you smell like class. There's a beautiful woman beside you. You can't hear what she's saying, and frankly, you don't care, but you smile politely when she pauses. You know what's coming next, and a gentleman never disappoints. It's a good thing you have Rock Hard Weekend. That one little pill will make sure you leave her swinging from the chandelier. Rock Hard Weekend, the ultimate male performance enhancer, can be found at your local CVS, Kroger, GNC, and many others.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
An estimated 62 cents of every dollar spent by government is wasted, according to a new survey of registered state voters. Nearly 90% of those voters believe better use of technology is the answer. The message is clear. Government managers must deploy new technologies like cloud computing. That is why NetApp has developed the Cloud Playbook for government managers to apply for grants and calculate savings. To get the Cloud Playbook from NetApp, visit www.thecloudplaybook.com. That's thecloudplaybook.com.
The horns of the mighty, mighty Tower of Power, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing. And you can see some of my work on the message board at towerofpower.com. Pedro's got his own section there called Pedro's Song of the Month, but I do some other stuff regarding concerts and upcoming gigs and things like that. Wow. Lots of things to talk about today in the world of boxing history. Can't believe it's been 1999. That's right. On this night, I was in Detroit, Michigan. I think it was either Joe Louis Arena or Cobo Hall. I can't remember exactly what they called it. When Nassim Ahmed won a 12-round decision over Cesar Soto, and he won the WBC featherweight title at the time. Scores 115-110, 116-109, and 115-110. And it was a very ugly fight, but Hamed evidently secured his claim as the world's premier featherweight on that night. That same night, Eric Morales, winner 12, over one of my good buddies, Wayne Pocket Rocket McCullough. That's right, the Pocket Rocket came up short on a 12-round decision, 116-112, 118-110, and 116-112 again. And that was all on this date in 1999. Man, can't believe it's been that long. All right, in 2004, light heavyweight James Butler pleads not guilty to charges he murdered Sam Kellerman. Sam was the 29-year-old brother of Max Kellerman, who allowed this nut James Butler to live with him in L.A. And Butler ended up killing him and trying to burn the place down, but hopefully Butler's going to spend the rest of his life in prison, as well he should. Speaking of people spending time in prison, Cecil Sagopoulou was charged formally with murdering my quasi-goddaughter, and I call her that because I grew up with her mother and spent a lot of time with her mother and around her when she was a baby, bought her a lot of candy. And she was murdered in about 2 months ago on her 26th birthday, and now Cecil has been charged. He will have to enter a plea of murder, I believe, in the first degree come Monday in Oakland, California, as will his co-defendant. One of his co-defendants evidently hid the gun, and they found the gun with the blood of Giselle and the fingerprints of Mr. Cecil on them. So it looks like an open and shut case. But then again, this is Oakland, California. Also today in boxing history, Eusebio Pedroza, featherweight champion, and of course out of Panama, California, winner in 15 over Jose Caba. That was in Italy. Retains the WBA featherweight title. I got to tell you this. I remember when he fought Juan Laporte. I think they said he committed 116 fouls in a 15-round fight. I kid you not. That's how dirty a fighter the Pedroza was. And on this day in 1979, the winner turned loser, the loser turned winner, call him what you want, but he's taking Saul Alvarez on his next fight. Kermit Citron was born, folks. Well, in 1984, I got to spend some time with a man that was born Walker Smith. That's right. The great Walker Smith turned out to be the great Sugar Ray Robinson. And now we've got a Ray Robinson special just for you right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
He also had a lot of problems financially, had a lot of problems emotionally. He'd met a woman in California, Millie, who would eventually become his wife. His marriage with Edna May was breaking up. He was going through a lot of turmoil.
When Dad and Mom got divorced, she came to me and she said, "I want you to know that I love you, Dad, but I really don't want to take any more beatings, and I'm tired of his messing around."
Yeah, I missed him so much, and I said, "I'll regret it. I shouldn't have left him, but I did, and I never went back to him."
Robinson was still a great attraction. He was offered a fight against middleweight champion Gene Fulmer in December of 1960.
They were scheduled to go on at 10 o'clock. And at 10 minutes to 10, somebody came in and said that Ray was still in the street clothes and he wasn't going to fight. I ran into the dressing room and I said, "What's the matter, Ray? What's happened?" He said, "I'm not getting paid the right amount of money." And I said, "What do you mean you're not getting by? You signed for $50,000. And Ray says, "Yeah, but for television to be shown in the United States only, and I hear it's being shown in England, and I want another $10,000. Otherwise, I don't go in the ring." And I think we argued for 5 minutes and lost the case. And Ray got into his boxing togs and walked out and fought his role with Gene Fulmer.
It's entirely conceivable that Robinson could have won that decision and won the middleweight title for a sixth time. In the rematch, Robinson was now going on 41 years old.
The last fight I had with him, the day of the fight, he wasn't going to fight because the ring was too small, he thought. So the fellow that was promoting the fight decided that he would go down to the hardware store the next morning and get a tape measure and have him cut a foot and a half out of the tape measure so that the ring would look longer than what it actually was. And Robinson seen the tape measure, so he said, "Okay, let's go." It didn't need necessarily be bigger. He just had to be bigger in his mind.
It was a man who just couldn't accept the fact that his physical skills had eroded. Robinson just couldn't do it.
Still the champion, Steve.
Many people ask me, why do I keep fighting? Is it because I need the money? Yes, I need the money, but that isn't my main goal. I believe that I will emerge victoriously in another championship fight and retire as the middleweight champion of the world.
Ray continued to box for the money, for small purses, maybe under $1,000, fighting in a bullring in Tijuana. This was almost a cliche of the washed-up fighter. Finally, in November of 1965, he fought Joey Archer, number one middleweight contender. It was Robinson's last chance. If he could get by Joey Archer, he actually would have been considered for another title shot.
Robinson got knocked down by Joey Archer, and Joey Archer couldn't break a potato chip with a punch. And I found myself sitting next to Miles Davis. And I remember Miles standing up, and there were tears welling in his face to have seen this, because I think he believed that Robinson was going to get knocked out. Robinson didn't get knocked out and went the 10 rounds and lost a decision. And Robinson was lying on a table, and Miles leaned over and said, in that hoarse croak of a voice that Miles had, he said, Ray, you're packing it in. And Robinson nodded. He says, you're right. And that was the end of it.
Okay, folks, the great Sugar Ray Robinson. Of course, Pedro spent some time with him in June of 1984, and even after Tommy Hearns had knocked out Roberto Duran in two rounds, which was one of the most shocking knockouts I've ever seen in my life as far as one-punch KOs were concerned. Ray Robinson told me that night, the night after the fight, that Roberto Duran was a greater fighter than Tommy Hearns. So figure it out. Ray Robinson knew boxing. Of course, the great Walker Smith died of Parkinson's disease a few years later after that interview I did with him in 1984. And maybe one of these days I'll bring that interview in. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, folks. We take it to Sin City and bring in one of my good friends. We call him the other Mayweather. I'm talking about Jeff Mayweather, Jazzy Jeff Mayweather, of course, the trainer of the new WBA featherweight champion, Celestino Caballeros. Very, very congratulations to you, sir.
Well, thank you.
Thank you
very much.
A little humbling going down the first time and having a gun put to your head and having the fight taken away from you if you're in Argentina, but... They made sure this time it didn't happen, huh?
Celestino made sure himself. I mean, he basically, it was pretty much a shutout. I mean, he won at least 11 out of 12 rounds, so, I mean, it made it very difficult to steal the fight.
Okay. What, now, how tall is this guy? Really 6'1"?
No, he's 5'11".
That's pretty darn close. He's 5'11", and he weighs 126 pounds. So would you have to cut off an arm and a leg to get him to 126 or what?
Well, he's been doing it a long, long time, and he has his own special diet in the way that he does it. So, it's just one of those things. I mean, he knows his body.
You know, Archie Moore used to cut weight. And the great Archie Moore used to cut weight. And I watched him doing it one time. He was in Newman's Gym here in San Francisco. And he got a steak. He ordered a steak. He brought a steak in. And he chewed on the steak. And he chewed all the juice out of the steak and then spit the meat out. Is that the way? Is that one of the ways that Celestino does it or what?
No. That's crazy right there. And plus, I mean, Archie Moore, it was fun. He fought a light heavyweight.
Fought a light heavyweight, but in order to cut weight, but he was... He felt he was heavy, and that's the way he would cut weight. Is that was his special diet for the old mongoose, is that he would chew on meat and suck all the juice out of it and then spit it out.
Yep. Sounds nasty. But no, Celestino, I mean, don't get me wrong. At one time in Celestino, when he came, not the very first time, but the second time he came, he was actually, I mean, he was like 158 pounds. That's a lot of weight to cut. But he knows how to do it and be strong at the same time. So, I mean, whatever it is, you know, whatever his plan is and how he goes about it, I mean, it works. It works for him.
Okay, last week there was a little bit of controversy in the world of boxing. I know controversy and boxing really don't go hand in hand. Yeah, right. But Bernard Hopkins was thrown down by Chad Dawson, suffered a separated shoulder from his collarbone, and the doctors diagnosed his MCL tear and all this kind of good stuff. How should that fight have been ruled in your mind, Jeff Mayweather?
I mean, I think that the fight should have been ruled a no contest. I mean, it was very intentional of Dawson. And I don't know why he was so angry about everything. It was like, I don't know, he must feel like he's been disrespected in some aspect of boxing, maybe because he lost to Pascal or whatever and Bernard beat him. I don't know. But, I mean, it was like he went off, you know, as though, you know, I mean, because realistically, he didn't, honestly didn't win. He didn't do nothing. You know, I mean, he didn't do nothing but, you know, intentionally put a guy up on his shoulders and then push him. But, I mean, at the same time, I could see why they... You know, they didn't originally, you know, right away say that, you know, it's a no contest or whatever. Because of the fact is that Bernard has a history, I mean, of faking. I mean, he cries wolf too many times, and sometimes that's what happens.
Well, you know, he did that in a fight, I think, with Darren Allen in Las Vegas, where he was actually... It was actually Mills Lane's last fight as a referee, the great Mills Lane, of course, my former broadcast partner, the television judge, a former district attorney and judge from Washoe County up there in Reno, Nevada. But, you know, he had actually pushed Bernard too hard, and he pushed him out of the ring. And I brought up the fact that he had taped 38 one-half-hour shows that week. He was almost in his 70s. He had taped 38 one-half-hour shows that week. Flew in on a red eye and only had 2 hours sleep, so he wasn't really prepared for that fight. And believe it or not, Mills agreed, and Mills retired, so Mills never was a referee again. Of course, Mills was also the same fighter that allowed Mike Tyson to bite Evander Holyfield not once but twice. So when you look back at Bernard's history, you're right, he has cried wolf a lot, and it's been tough. But the sort of this doctor's diagnosis sort of justifies what he had to say, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing is this, is that still, even though he cried wolf, I think that this situation, you know, the way it happened, still, even in crying wolf, I mean, it was intentional. It was intentional on Dawson's behalf. So I think that the decision still would have been right no matter what, because, I mean, he cried wolf with Kawasaki, he cried wolf with, and that wasn't Darren Allen, it was Robert Allen. And also with, even with Roy Jones in the last fight. You know, so, I mean, he's done it numerous times with Antoine Echols. So, I mean, you know, it's been at least four or five fights in which he cried wolf and faked as though, you know, he got hit low or, you know, whatever the case may be. And, I mean, I think that, you know, in the original decision-making, I mean, I don't know if that was thrown into it, but, I mean, I just know that, you know, it's like karma. I mean, it's just, you know, your history, sometimes it'll come back and bite you in the face.
Okay. You know what? I want to wish you the very best of luck, continued success. Congratulations with the win with Celestino. And you're one of the good guys, man. I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
The great Jeff Mayweather, folks. Jazzy Jeff Mayweather, trainer extraordinaire out of Las Vegas, Nevada. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Armed Forces Network.
Toyota certified used vehicles are already incredible, but now they're getting even better because each vehicle comes with a 12-month or 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty, 7-year or 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, an 8-year or 100,000-mile factory hybrid battery warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. Get 2.9% APR financing for 60 months with $1,792 per $1,000 borrowed on any Toyota certified used vehicle. The best new cars make the best used cars.
Comprehensive and roadside warranty from Data Certified. Certified purchase. See certified warranty supplement for warranty details. Powertrain warranty, whichever comes first from original date of first use when sold as new. Financing available through Toyota Financial Services for qualified buyers only. Hybrid related components are covered for 8 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first from original date of first use when sold as new. The HV battery may have longer coverage under emissions warranty. See owner's warranty information booklet for details. Offers vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 10/31/11.
Win NFL tickets with Toyota Techs for Ticks. Text Packers to 515-462-0888. You can see the Packers and the Bears in Green Bay.
Important medical alert for Zoloft users. Recent reports link the use of the antidepressant drug Zoloft during pregnancy to heart or lung problems and significant birth defects. If you or a loved one use the antidepressant drug Zoloft before or during pregnancy, and you have a child dealing with heart or lung problems, club foot, limb reduction, or other birth defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call now for a free case evaluation, 800-274-4713. If you or a loved one use the antidepressant prescription drug Zoloft, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-274-4713. That's 800-274-4713. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-274-4713.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on.
If what you're looking for is real.
My man, L.J. Reynolds, of course, for the Dramatics. They were here a couple of months ago at the Paramount Theater. In fact, there's some pictures of L.J. and myself. At Facebook, facebook.com/ringtalk, or just enter Pedro Fernandez in the search. You'll come up with something like that. So we got it going on as far as me and LJ is concerned. Want to mention the party we had last Saturday night at Rosales Club in San Francisco, California on Fillmore Street. Want to thank my cousins Al, Cecilia, and Al's lovely lady Martha for coming down all the way from Oakley, California. Of course, it was for Bobby Antonelli's mother, Rose, who had passed away 1 year ago. This past October 12th, so we had the party for her. The Bionics showed up, and the Bionics, to take that back, the Hot Pockets All-Stars, which are the Bionics rhythm section, they showed up, and they just kicked butt with Jairo Vargas on lead. He is just an amazing, amazing performer, and he will be at the San Francisco State University performing a free concert this Wednesday, and I hope I can go from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. That's in San Francisco, California. Well, my buddy Lenny's telling me I got to go. And if you want to go to the website, ringtalk.com, take that back, facebook.com/ringtalk, you will see the pictures of Lenny Williams and myself. The great Lenny Williams tells us it is so very hard to go. And each and every week, folks, it is so very hard to go. So if you want to catch our show again, you can catch it on iTunes or you can go to the website, ringtalk.com. Until next week, I want to thank my great producer, Scott Cuddy, for without him, there would be no Ring Talk Live worldwide. Until then, peace, love, and lots of respect.